The president is happy. The president is at his home. Of course, in the incident that happened yesterday left him a bit saddened. Not so much because of what would have happened to him, but because of what this means in terms of the peace which he has tried to preserve ever since the takeover.
Is investigation underway to find out the perpetrators of this dastardly act?
The investigations are in full swing, and we hope that before long we should be able to hear some clues in terms of what it is that could have happened on the day and who it could have been that perpetrated it.
Are there any more casualties?
Well, we have to have vice presidents, and both of them were injured, but the one who took a bit of a harder hit was Vice President Mohadi. He had some fracture on the leg, I think it's the left leg. It's being attended to just now, and he's now in a military hospital. We think he should be up and about before long. But, well, that's what happens. We had our entire leadership in one place, and that's probably what might have attracted the attacker.
Some people are speculating that this has stalled the president's campaign ahead of the elections, and that this could possibly be an inside job.
As I said, the investigations are in full swing, and my gut feeling is not to prejudge the outcome. I think it's only fair that we wait until we get to know what the investigations will point to. As for the elections themselves, well, in fact, just this afternoon, Vice President Chiwenga is addressing a rally in some city which is very close to this, to Harare, called Chitungwiza. So really, we are going full swing with the elections, and we don't see this incident in any way standing in the way of a free, fair, and peaceful elections. In fact, if anything, it does pay us even more to ensure that there is a perfect peace ahead of the poll.
What assurances is the government giving to the people of Zimbabwe following this? Because a lot of people are expressing concern that if the entire leadership of the country could be targeted, then ordinary Zimbabweans are not safe either.
Well, except this seems to be a game that was intended to have a bearing on elections. I don't think really it was meant to create a sense of chaos in the country. In any case, we are a strong state, and the response is going to be as robust as fits the outcome of the investigations. We have been a very, very peaceful and law-abiding nation. Maybe it's the election season which inspires this kind of act, but whichever way, the government will go all out to ensure that life, limb, and property are, in fact, as safe as is humanly possible.
How are Zimbabweans reacting to this? I understand most of the political parties, as well as ZANU-PF members, have condemned this as the most outrageous thing to happen and an attack on all Zimbabweans. So how are they reacting to this?
But that's the most interesting thing about it. It doesn't matter which part of the political divide one is coming from. There's this round condemnation of this act, because it's very out of character with the society and nation that we have been all along. In fact, the last time we had such events was in 1980, when we had the historic 1980 elections, which saw us transiting from colonialism to independence. Ever since, we have had peace all the way. So really, when an event of this nature happens, the nation is naturally jolted. And when a nation gets jolted, and of course in the absence of clear-cut answers, which are really a factor of the outcome of the investigations themselves, it means people will be looking for the whys and wherefores. So it's only natural that this happens. But I know that before long, we should be able to give some definitive answers to that which has happened, so that the nation fears are laid.
I understand President Emmerson Mnangagwa's colleagues in the region, Southern Africa region, and SADC to be specific, have been calling to talk to him, to give him support following the attempt on his life and the entire leadership. What can you tell me about this?
In fact, soon after the incident, we had calls from the Middle East, calls from Africa, and of course, specifically calls from SADC. And that tells you how much Zimbabwean people are how much the region and, of course, the world over is with the Zimbabwean people when as they go through this very dastardly act. But really, the key thing is for the president, he's the head of state, and therefore the person who must ensure that he stands in loco parentis to the rest of the nation. And that means he has to ensure that there's safety in the country. And I happen to know that just today, he has been meeting with these security structures to ensure that the whole country is secure.
What is the message from the president to the people of Zimbabwe, George?
That hate must be requited with love, and that we should never take this event as an opportunity for retribution or some kind of recrimination which is unfounded. I think essentially it is to ask our Zimbabweans to be patient and wait for the outcome of the results. And then on that basis, proceed on the basis of fact and not on the basis of suspicion.